In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus declares, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Christ and the law go hand in hand, in agreement with one another. And as Hebrews declares, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment," God and his demands for justice will be given an adequate arena at the last judgment. There, when Christ sits on that great white throne, the words of the psalmist will say, "He is a God that judgeth in the earth." The great white throne judgment will be the stage for the display and vindication of divine righteousness. There, on that pure white throne, not mercy, but strict justice will then be enthroned. God's manifest displeasure with sin will be on exhibit on that day, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, so says the preacher in Ecclesiastes. As the threatenings of the law were a terror to behold at Mount Sinai, when it was altogether on a smoke, and the scene before Moses was so terrifying, as that mountain rumbled with fire and smoke, that Hebrews 12:21 tells us, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." And before that great white throne, every mother's son who appears there will fear and quake as well. The blood will drain out of their faces, and their joints will be loosed as their knees go to knocking. The strict justice of God's unbending law is so severe that in Revelation we read, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." The combination of God's throne, God's majesty, and God's strict justice will be too much for any mortal man, for the thundering of God's holy law makes sinners tremble as justice binds them over to condemnation. For all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all guilty lawbreakers will tremble at the sentencing of the law as it's carried out upon them. Man in his natural state is a sinner under condemnation of a holy God, for original sin, which reigns in every natural man, is the fountain of every abomination, as the book of Job declares, "How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water," meaning man can't get enough of sin, he drinks it like water, and sinful man is guilty of breaking God's law, for the Bible declares, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." At the great white throne judgment, every sinner will be arraigned to stand before that throne and before that judge. And shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Christ and the law will be on display that day as every human life is brought under review. Books will be opened, evidence will be presented, cases will be reviewed as all passes beneath the intense scrutiny of Christ and the law. The strictness and severity of God's holy law will be held up against each person, held up alongside each person as a plumb line is held up against a wall to see if it's crooked. And man is crooked, and all men when they stand in their own merits against God's unbending law, will fail that test. For God's word declares in Numbers, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Yes, friend, your sin will catch up with you on that day. Sin will be exposed under the glaring spotlight of a holy God. Revelation declares, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. As you stand before Christ in the law, you will have no excuse for sin. The broken law demands justice. Romans 3:19 declares, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Justice binds them over to condemnation, and they know they're guilty, and they've got nothing to say in their defense. No one can stand spotless before Christ and the law. We see the consequences of sin in Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hell and its torments are everlasting for the damned, but God has provided a way of escape. Ephesians 2:4 declares, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. In Ephesians 4:13 we read, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. On that bloody cross at Calvary hung the Son of God for sinful man. On that cross the guilt of sin was translated to Christ. The law has been executed on him, and his blood has quenched the fire of God's wrath meant for a sinner like me. Come to that bloodstained Savior from sin, friend, and own him as your Savior and Lord. He is your only hope. Jesus is the only remedy and refuge for sin. He is the pearl of great price worth selling all for and losing all for, so he may be gained. Don't go to the judgment in your own merits, I warn you. You must stand there in the merits of another, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, friend, I know I am a sinner, and I need a substitute for sin. And so do you, friend, so do you. Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here Jesus answers the three greatest questions of the human heart. How can I be saved? I am the way. How can I be sure? I am the truth. How can I be satisfied? I am the life. And in John 6:35, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The gospel is for the hungry, the weary, and the thirsty soul. Let me ask you, friend, are you hungry for God? Are you weary of your sins? Are you thirsty for Christ? Then come to him and believe on him. And he has a pure gospel promise to all who come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.